The S&P 500 is poised for another year of double-digit gains next year, with the benchmark index potentially climbing to 5,330, says our next guest. John Stolfus is the chief investment strategist at Oppenheimer. John, always nice to see you. Listen, we've talked to you many times throughout the years. What is it like to be the biggest bull on Wall Street during these volatile times?
Well, I've got to say, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, Brian. I've got to say, for us, it's we look at the fundamentals, and overall, the fundamentals have been remarkably supported by the Federal Reserve, as well as by the response to Federal Reserve liquidity via business, the consumer. It's been a remarkable thing. Everybody steps up and does their job, but the Federal Reserve, the most important part. And then we've even had, we believe, overstimulation by politicians, both administrations. And look what we've been able to accomplish, showing remarkable resilience.
John, walk us through this call a little bit. The way I'm seeing it right now, we may have one or two rate hikes next year, potentially. I'm seeing events canceled into January because of Omicron. What gives you the optimism on the S&P call?
Well, the one thing, first is the events being canceled at all. We've been through this before, and I think the president very well pointed out in his talk, I guess it was last night when he was on television, I think essentially this is not March of 2020. This is with all the experience that society, business, the consumer at all, have experienced. We've been through this before. We can expect a certain element of slowing in segments of the economy that will be shuttered or partially shuttered. But gosh, we've got, technology and science have brought us to the dance, and they'll take us out of the dance when it comes into the next new normal.
Again, love the optimism that there's light at the end of the tunnel at some point, even if it's a little bit further off than we thought. Let's talk a little bit more about the fiscal stimulus side of the equation, which you just mentioned as one of the things that has helped the U.S. economy be so resilient. As you know, of course, Build Back Better doesn't look like it's going to pass, at least not in the very short term. Is your call contingent upon another tranche of stimulus? Does the U.S. economy still need it?
It actually isn't contingent on another round of stimulus. We think that the economy has shown that it is in good stead now, and the Fed can afford very well to begin the tapering process at an accelerated pace, end it in 3 months into next year, and then actually begin considering, when it's going to be tweaking its rate upward on the Fed funds rate, its benchmark rate. We do understand, from the data, and we're not epidemiologists, of course, but from the data that's coming out from the medical community, it does appear that this variant, it will not be as disruptive as COVID-19 was, or even as disruptive as Delta was. So we'll have to see. Well, it's much more infectious, and that's very worrisome. It does appear also, just when we talk to people, people want to get out. They want to get back to work. They want to get the kids back to school. But they're also experienced. It's like Jimi Hendrix used to say, have you ever been experienced? Well, we've all been experienced with this COVID thing, whether or not, if we've gotten it or not. I fortunately have not, at least not yet, and I hope not to get it. But we maneuver, we navigate, and it's been remarkable. But again, it's been science. It has been technology, which has enabled many businesses that can deliver their products or services via technology, and it all to achieve really good results. And we've got to think that resilience will follow through, even though we'll get some choppy waters in here. And I think the market has reflected that of late.
So let's talk about consumer resilience then versus market resilience, right? Because part of what has fueled the stock rally this year has been that dual stimulus, right? Fiscal and monetary. And next year, both of them are fading. I mean, the fiscal is already fading, right? And monetary stimulus is going to fade. So What gives you the confidence that we're going to still see a lot of money coming into the market? I mean, and that said, you're not looking for a huge rally next year. You're just looking for a bigger rally than most of your peers. But what gives you the confidence that we're going to continue to see money come in?
Well, we think in terms of business through whether it's robotics on the factory floor, algorithms in the offices, is generating greater efficiencies in terms of maintaining margins and capability to improve cash flow and profitability. But within the consumer, over the 38 years that I've been in this business, it's very risky to bet against the American consumer. The American consumer will shift what they buy, but the American consumer is determined to buy. In terms of the withdrawal of liquidity, we just think it's been fairly well proven by the high degree of inflation that we've experienced, you know, close to 40-year highs in inflation, that when we look at it, there probably is too much. That's evidence that there was just too much stimulus, and it's time to get back to work.
John, within your call here, which sectors do you see really outperforming?
Favorite sectors here right now remain what we've held to be this year, where we're accumulating positions in these. In terms of our outperform rated, it would be technology, which we expect will not be hurt by higher interest rates, at least the higher interest rates that we envision. We don't see the Federal Reserve slamming on the brakes, but simply pumping the brakes. We also like consumer discretionary, which offers a mix of growth and value. And then we like financials, which we think will benefit from a higher yield curve. And we think the industrials are going to do better. We've already seen indication that investors are beginning to favor them, or the latest pullback, they did hit them. But we think they're going to get a stronger appetite for industrials moving ahead as the infrastructure program, the side that was voted positively by both sides of the aisle, as that comes online, we think that'll be good. Overall, our call is go for growthier value and GARPier growth. And the reason why we say GARPier growth, it's growth at a relatively reasonable price when it comes to growth.
And John, there are some very large reputable firms that compete with yours out there with calls on the S&P 500 flat to negative returns next year. Where do you think they're missing the boat?
Yeah, some of those which I've worked for, by the way, in the past.
No names.
I've got to say, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, listen, we think that what they're called right now is similar to the fourth quarter of 2018. And it was the wrong call. It missed the fact that the thought in 2018 was that the Fed would continue to raise rates blindly, and it didn't. It pivoted. And we think the Federal Reserve remains highly sensitive. This is not Alan Greenspan's Federal Reserve, where they would slam on the brakes or they'd flood the system with liquidity, either or. This is Bernanke legacy. It's Bernanke to Janet Yellen passing on the ball to Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell, we believe, is not the greatest communicator in the world. He's a little stiff, but we think he's a straight shooter, and we think he's very sensitive, and we think the whole Fed is. Whether it's related to employment or inflation, there is vigilance on both ends of that. And we think they're going to navigate this very well. And it will positively affect business and the consumer.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. He's certainly a little stiff. We'll leave it there. John Stolfus, Chief Investment Strategist at Oppenheimer. Always good to see you. Happy holidays.